Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Whether Massachusetts really needs more money is expected to be the center of some volatile debate on Beacon Hill next month. Proposed tax increases will likely be part of that debate. Aides to Governor Deval Patrick are plugging different tax figures into massive spreadsheets as he prepares to release a proposed budget next month. WBUR's Martha Biebinger sets the stage.
The We Need More Money pitch starts with a long list of crumbling roads and bridges and the MBTA's growing debt.
Our public transportation system is in major crisis right now, with the fare hikes and service cuts that happen not only here in the MBTA region, but in other regions across the state.
Diana Bell, with a coalition of labor unions and community organizations called Public Transit, Public Good, says the state has to find new ways to fund transportation. The main proposal under consideration at the Statehouse is a gas tax increase. But wait, say groups that focus on health care, education, the environment, and, well, you can imagine the ballooning list. If the state is going to raise taxes, we're suffering too.
For the last decade, Massachusetts has endured year after year of budget cuts. And those cuts have come in the form of local aid, which has...
Andy Mullen is director of the Campaign for Our Communities, a coalition of other labor unions as well as community organizations and faith groups that wants a state income tax increase.
Those cuts have come to environmental programs, to parks, to pools, to libraries, to all of the things that make Massachusetts a great place to live, work, and raise a family.
Now, with another year of expected budget cuts, Governor Patrick is reviewing options that include raising the income tax to 5.9%. That would be 0.75% higher than what we pay now. But here's the reality check. That increase would barely close the gap the state expects to face next year. It would provide very little new money for transportation or Governor Patrick's priority, education, says Mike Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation.
So it's hard to conceive of a tax increase which would address the larger issues of restoring some of the cuts that have taken place given the size of the budget hole facing state leaders for fiscal 2014.
To have any new money, says Widmer, the state would have to hike the income tax to 6.5 or 7%, an idea Widmer does not endorse. Senate President Therese Murray says it's too soon to have a conversation about any kind of tax increase. House Speaker Robert DeLeo said no to any new taxes last year and hasn't weighed in on the coming budget. But many rank-and-file members say whether or not to increase taxes and by how much will be the hot topic in the coming year. Republicans, including Representative Dan Winslow of Norfolk, are ready.
There's a sense by the majority that they don't see any way out, but the Republican minority is eager to engage in a discussion about solutions. There are so many ideas that the Republicans have advanced to solve the budget problem that don't involve tax increases that we're eager to have this debate, and we look forward to it.
Why, you might ask, would Governor Patrick want to start this tax hike debate now, when we've been hearing the difficult budget message from him for 6 years? Statehouse observers say Patrick is committed to finding more money for education, especially early ed, as part of his legacy. And they say he feels he's built up enough political capital to win a campaign to increase taxes. Of course, that depends in part on the job Patrick plans to seek next. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.